Needed to further that goal. Mother Jones famously said, "Pray for the dead, but fight like hell for the living." In 2016.
Yeah.
In 2016, I was studying abroad in Ireland and was fortunate to participate in Sinn Féin's Easter Rising commemoration in Dublin. Seeing the enthusiasm and spirit for that anniversary from people across Ireland from all 32 counties was exciting and invigorating. At the 2016 Sinn Féin Ardèche in Dublin, Mary Lou MacDonald said, "We want to be and we will be part of a government that champions the people. We understand the challenges that face workers, families, and communities across the land." Since that time, Sinn Féin has gone from strength to strength. In 2020, in the Irish general election, Sinn Féin received the largest number of first preference votes, but because of collusion between the Free State parties, Sinn Féin was excluded from government. This past May, in the Northern Assembly elections, Sinn Féin, led by Michelle O'Neill, were again the highest vote-getters. On a personal level, I'm proud and inspired to see women leading Sinn Féin both north and south.
Yeah. Well, the men can do it.
Based on these results, it seems to be clear that the time for Irish unity is upon us. Bernadette Devlin said, "Yesterday, I dared to struggle. Today, I dared to win. This is our time to win." Our guest tonight has been the president of Sinn Féin since 2018, and prior to that, served as its vice president. She currently represents the Dublin Central constituency in Dáil Éireann and has held that seat for over 10 years. She previously served as a member of the European Parliament representing Dublin. She has a reputation for hard work and for championing the needs of her constituency, both locally and nationally. Please give a warm San Francisco welcome to our honored guest, Mary Lou MacDonald.
The city that fought the empire. The city that more than a century ago, when the might of British rule right across the globe was overwhelming. Overwhelming. The city in which a group of volunteers, against all odds, against all odds, said, "We take our stand now. We take our stand here. We give our lives now. We dream our dream here." And we meet here this evening, and I am so delighted and deeply humbled and honored to be with all of you, because more than a century later, I'm introduced by this incredible young woman, Sinead, from an incredible Republican family. And she reminds us here again that a century and more on, we make our stand here. We make our stand now. We dream our dream here.